First of all, it's so nice to be here. Thank you to Scott. I'm very privileged to have him as my supervisor, to be honest. He's really amazing. Put so much time into it, and so insightful, and a lot of wisdom, so thank you for that, Scott. And lovely to see you all, because he talks so fondly of his church and his people. So hopefully I get to meet a few more afterwards. I met some before. It's lovely, and lovely to be here. Just basically share about my life, and I hope it encourages others. I only came to faith at the age of 36. Very worldly man up until then. I was a practicing solicitor in South Africa. Very busy. Acting for the major banks. And I was basically an in-house barrister. Spent a lot of time in court fighting with people. Particularly for the banks and chasing money that were owed. So I was involved in bankruptcies for the banks. Insolvencies. And spent my life breaking businesses down, basically, recovering money for the banks. And I'm very busy. At that time, at the age of 36, I had a practice, my own practice. I was married, two children at that stage, both in private schools. They're quite common in South Africa, private schools. Very expensive, of course. So I was working hard, felt that I needed to work hard to provide for my family, preparing for court maybe 10, 12 hours a day. So we can imagine the slight imbalance in work, family life. And then I went on an Alpha course, hence my love for the course. And my life was changed. I was touched by the Spirit of God in that course, and things were never the same again afterwards. Basically, I gave my life to Jesus, and there was almost an immediate change in my heart. And you know, just I was so aware of the fact that when we come to faith, we're a new creation in Christ. I was so aware of it. And the other thing that really struck me was Colossians 3, that scripture which says that whatever we do, we must work with it with all our heart as if we're doing it for the Lord. And that really struck me. So as a dad, as a provider for the household, and in my business, is doing everything as if I'm working for the Lord. So what I basically, up until the year 2000... a lot of you are probably too young to know what happened in 2000, but there was a dot-com bubble. So the internet was very new in those days. They used to have, you youngsters will laugh. There were no mobile phones in those days. There were landlines still. So you can imagine, life was a lot harder, and you couldn't just text somebody. Computers had just come into life. So they were still fairly new, and life was very different. And the dot-com bubble was a start of the internet era, and it was like much like the AI era now. There was this massive boom, and the stock markets unfortunately collapsed with the dot-com bubble in 2000. And up until then, I was acting for the banks. I would do foreclosures on houses, and I would normally get 4 or 5 a week from the banks. And I remember one particular week getting 168. And it really disturbed me. And I thought, well, I'm going to be putting 168 people out of their houses. And it just didn't sit well. And this went on for a few months, because it was a long-lasting depression that. And I in my prayer time with God, I said, God, what do I do about this? And he said, help my people. He said, help my people. That's all I got from him. That's a very broad statement, that. So I did a lot of research afterwards, and cut a long story short, I found a way of helping people that were indebted. And then I did research on all the legislation around the world, how the different countries were treating people. But there was no holistic legislation to help these people. In other words, the banks would look after themselves with their home loans, and you might get lucky and be able to renegotiate the debt with the credit cards and the car loans and etc. and the overdrafts. And that's how it was worldwide. So one thing led to another, and we got involved with a company called Octogen, and the two companies together started lobbying the government to change the law in the country to have a holistic debt review process, which took us 5 years, and we eventually got it right. It was amazing. It was an incredible journey. It was really, really hard. But we got it right. But the main thing that I want to share with you all is that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God is with you. He ordains it. When you are glorifying God, He is with you. And God is a God of the supernatural. And that's something that hit me so many times over those 5 years. That supernatural stuff happened. Because that is God. He's the miraculous. He's a God of miracles. And I remember, for example, wanting to change the law against the very clients who gave me my livelihood, who gave me the work. And I expected a phone call any day. We were on television. We were on the front of Financial Mail. We were in people's face the whole time fighting these banks, but they were my clients giving me work. And I expected that phone call saying, you're off the panel, you're gone. So my whole livelihood was at risk all the time. Remember that as well. When God calls you to do things, there's often a risk involved. But it was miraculous. I never got that phone call in 5 years. And I was able to transition my business away from foreclosing individuals to actually helping the consumer. So what actually happened was there were a couple of other miracles which I don't have time to go into in details. Scott, how much time do I have? Because I could go on forever.
It's quite a line, isn't it? There's these miracles, but I haven't got time. You better tell us about it.
I'll tell you one more. Just one more. And it's God is incredible. So we changed the legislation after 5 years, and then we realized, well, we don't have any clients to do this work for. And we realized, being corporate lawyers, it's better to go to the corporate clients than deal with the individuals on the street and help from that side. So we approached the retailers, who were some of our clients as well, and we said, we can offer the service to you. We'll be in-house, outsource your whole debt review department to us, and we'll look after your customers for you. Cut a long story short, the first client came up to our offices in Durban, and Vic was a very lively guy. Vic Scar was his name, a very, very lively guy, and he was always very bouncy. On this particular morning, he was sitting in the boardroom, and he was pale, and he was white. Something was clearly wrong. He looked sick. And we said, Vic, are you all right? He said, I'm not really. I said, are you sick? He said, no. He said, I had the weirdest thing happen to me last night. He said, I was in my hotel room, because he had come up from Cape Town. I was in my hotel room, and he said, I had this vision of this person I played football with 30 years ago. His name was Carl Berger. I've never seen him. I've never heard from him, but I had this clear vision of Carl Berger. And he said, it disturbed me because it was for no rhyme or reason. And eventually he went to sleep, and it was bothering him. Comes to our boardroom, tells us a story, and my business partner takes out his mobile and says, that's my uncle. Woodsy, do you want to phone him? That's God. That is God. So I want to encourage you, God is a God of miracles. When we walk with God's purpose, He opens doors. And that's when the faith says you can move a mountain. You can through faith. If you're achieving God's purpose and His goals and what He's prepared for you in His life. You youngsters, He's prepared good things for you in advance. Before you in your mother's womb. Never forget that. Each of you has a purpose. Every one of you are special and you have a purpose. And it's delightful to see you here. Where I come from up north, there's no youth in the church. Nothing. Average age, probably 80. So what a delight to see all of you, and I really encourage you. Yep, so that was it. I'm giving an example of the miracles. And then what happened was the banks then collapsed the whole system because it was systemic to a bank. Suddenly all their home loans were being tied up now, and they took everything to court, and there was a collapse. So the government called the Royal Commission, and I was invited to be one of the three members on the Royal Commission, and yet again there were miracles. Over a whole year, the negotiation that took place. At the end of the day, we became the only country in the world to this day where there's a holistic debt review solution, where the home loans have reduced the installments and the interest rates. So if a person goes under debt review in South Africa to this day, the banks will reduce the interest rates by up to 2%. And it's not postponed, it's written off. So after the 5-year period, that's written off and they start anew with a fresh start. And that's God. We had regulators from around the world coming to South Africa, wanting to emulate it, and they couldn't. And you know why? The spirit of mammon is so powerful in the banking industry around the world, they couldn't get it right. And that was yet another miracle of God, that He moved that and got them to agree to all those restructured installments. So it was a remarkable journey that I had. And I really, really encourage you. God is a miracle working God. Walk in His strength, and it's on His strength, not ours. I risked everything. I risked my livelihood. I went to Parliament and I had to tell the truth in Parliament because it would affect my business as well. Certain practices were not really in alignment with what I was promoting. I had to get on my knees before Parliament and pray to God and then go and tell the truth. But God was so gracious, He sustained me throughout the whole process and we eventually came out of it. And there's a very fine line between false humility and pride. It's a very fine line that we all walk. But I'm very proud of what I did. Because to date, there's 2 million consumers have gone through that debt review process in South Africa. Which tells me that approximately, we don't know how many finished it, but approximately 1 million or so have kept their houses, haven't been kicked out of their houses. So I am very proud of that. And I'm just so grateful that God gave me the opportunity to do it. So encouragement to everybody here. And can I just say one thing, just to end this? It's so important. It's not about how big the task is that you did. I got a lot of glory for what I did. I was on TV and Financial Mail. It's not about that. God uses us everywhere. And I'm so humbled by people that work in the service industry, teachers and nurses and doctors and all that, when no one sees what they do, how they deal with the individuals and the love they show and the kindness they show to those people. But only God knows. God sees. God hears. Bless you all.
Thank you, Rob.